I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, bison are being restored on tribal lands in the Mountain West and Great Plains, and Native young people represent their communities on a national level. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The life and legacy of Pope Francis is being remembered after the Vatican announced his death Monday morning. In 2022, in Rome and on Canadian soil, Pope Francis apologized to Indigenous people for the Catholic Church's role in the residential school system in Canada and for the abuses they suffered. The apology included Pope Francis saying he was sorry and asked for forgiveness. The schools operated from the late 1800s to the 1990s. His apology was met with mixed reactions. Pope Francis was 88 years old. Bison are being restored to tribal lands across the Mountain West and the Great Plains. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, a herd managed by a city in Colorado is playing a big role. Native young people from across the country are representing their communities on a national level this year. They were picked as champions for change by the Aspen Institute Center for Native American Youth. The group is sharpening their leadership skills while highlighting stories of impact from tribal communities. KNBA's Jill Freitas has more. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.